probably just a bunch of trees and whatnot.
Yeah.
Hunter and I are talking about dinosaurs and everything.
Are we stoned?
We're getting really trippy, man. Just think about it, man.
Seriously, any stoner would walk into this conversation like, oh, yeah. Okay.
He'd pick up right in. He'd just jump right in. Be like, I got the gist of the thing, guys.
Actually, my opinion on this subject.
What the hell? What? It is 6:32. Let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Palais Royale announced a run of headline shows after their stint opening for Hailstorm is done. The trek starts May 17th in Massachusetts, ends May 30th in Los Angeles. If you want to see them, good band.
Yeah.
And out with Hailstorm, man. That's a fun lineup. And The Prodigy have canceled their entire tour, understandably, in the wake of singer Keith Flint's death on Monday. Obviously, super bummed about Keith.
Yeah.
They were going to be at Chicago
Open Air, yeah.
And
they're
now
a big act there, too.
Man. That sucks. So no more shows for them. I don't know. I don't know what is planned for after that. If they take a year off, if they're going to do anything, I don't know really how you replace a guy
it's
like Keith.
A singer too. It's tough.
Anyway, we'll wait and see. Lastly, Sean Crahan feels that Slipknot's new album due out on August 9th.
Oh,
that's your birthday.
It's
present.
My birthday.
That's your birthday present. That's weird.
Oh, is it?
That's weird. No, it's weird that we just talked about it on August 9th. Anyway, it could be something special for their younger fans and the people who've been there for the past 20 years. Crahan tells Kerrang, quote, our first album is like being smacked in the face with a garbage can or a bat. It assaults you on your soul. With this album, because I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, I have to look at it being it. I rarely feel like this, like I'm coming out again. I can't explain it, but it's like discovering us all over again. We're back to help the next generation discover it like they first did in 98.
All right.
So, heavier album? Hits you in the face with a trash can type album?
Yeah. Though I feel like every time like a band comes out with a new album, they have to like explain.
Well, they do. We're all wondering what it is.
This is
a
brand new chapter in my life. I feel like it's always kind of
that's why I like what Eminem did. Just drop the album.
Just drop it.
I think that's what bands should do.
Dude, honestly.
Now, granted.
I like that.
To be fair, though, Eminem's at a level of stardom where he knows he'll drop the album, people will buy it.
Yeah.
You know, some of these newer bands, it's understandable. They got to go out. Like a band like Palais Royale. Yeah. They got to promote singles. They got to do that. But a band like Slipknot.
You could just drop it.
Yeah. Honestly, Tool would have done themselves a favor if they just wouldn't have said, like, no.
Do you think dropping an album like that would make more sales and less pirated sales?
I think so.
Because, you drop it right away. People right away can buy it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, if I see an album drop right now, I'm like, oh, I need it right now.
Yeah, did you see this? It's out right now. Boom,
get it on your iTunes or whatever. You know?
Instead of waiting until someone uploads it to LimeWire.
Well, here's the thing. If you know an album's coming out, say, in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Usually the album's leaked.
Oh, and lots of a lot of artists will put tracks on YouTube. They'll do that,
right?
You know.
And so what people will do is they'll steal the album because it's leaked.
Yeah,
and then when it actually gets dropped and released, everybody already has it.
Well, and going back to I love YouTube. Don't get me wrong, and I love streaming services, but so much stuff now prohibits, or I shouldn't say, it deters people from buying the full album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we wanted, I mean, there was tracks on albums. You didn't find out about the Hidden Dookie track.
No, unless you had the album.
You bought Dookie.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I mean? So I think, I'd like to see bands maybe say, but again, it's tough for some of these younger bands because they got to get their name out there. They got to promote their stuff.
Yeah, basically you just buy individual tracks now.
Pretty much.
You can buy the whole album, but why would you if you can just buy the songs you like?
People just buy the hits. That's why it's so weird when you think about album sales. It's so much different now. When you look back at like Zeppelin or AC/DC, you know, Back in Black has sold over 20 million albums. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. But when it came out, you know, you get gold certified or platinum certified, they had to sell a million albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they changed the ratings for gold and platinum. Gold now is, I think gold is just 500,000. I think gold before used to be a million. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
So, but again, it's different. It's different. Hmm. So there you go. That's your rock news.